Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I love the energy. I think it's because we're like on spring break right now and we're not so tired. We're doing a lot, enjoying ourselves.
I mean, this is a life admin week for Mary Mahoney. it really is.
And done a lot of wedding stuff.
Definitely haven't checked one thing off the list. But
I disagree. We've got bachelorette.
You know, haven't sent my save the dates, but planned a bachelorette party.
That is, I mean, as we know, that could be the more important part of the wedding. Like the wedding's a day. The bachelorette's like 3 days.
I mean, for me, five.
Yeah.
I was like, does anyone want to stay till Wednesday? I mean, I got a couple of people to stay till Tuesday. So I was happy about that. Guys, we're going to go to Andale's.
Guys, we're literally going to be Vicky Gumbelson. I predict maybe a friend to pee the bed like Vicky.
I think we should
get those light up bows that they wore. I feel absolutely. Like we could really live our best RHOC.
I'm so excited. Yeah, that was like a big, I kept changing the dates.
Here's the problem with Mary. She commits to something and then tells people. And then she's like, oh, I don't know. I think I made a mistake. And then she tries to change it. It's like, no, now you're stuck. Luckily, people are coming. It's going to be great.
I've been a horrible bride and I know that. And I hope I only have to do this once because I have found I'm extremely indecisive. I've tried on over 100 dresses, wedding dresses. I've been to 7 shops.
Did we find the one yet?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's already at this point, I have to rush order whatever I get. You do. So,
you really do.
So I really basically need to make the decision by Friday. Well, for one place, they said Thursday.
Oh. And so that place is out. We got till Friday.
There's too many options. And then I like change. I'm like, okay, I made a vision board. My vision board has 4 pictures. And
one for each season.
It's 2 bridesmaid dresses and 2 flowers.
I think you could really, I think what's nice about that is it's vague. You're really open.
Wait, so then, so I sent it and I'm like, okay, so yeah, like this is my vision. And then
who did you send this to?
Like my sisters.
Oh, okay.
And like Michael's sisters. And then like now I'm like,
mind you guys, Mary's sister just got married like 3 weeks ago and has already done this. I can only imagine her reaction to this.
We're not like super, I don't know. I think it's hard if you didn't like picture this day. Okay. Like, I don't really know what my theme is. Okay. My theme is just a fun time. That's my theme.
That's the theme. I think there's nothing.
No, but I think like people have like a vision and a theme and like.
Sure. And I think everybody is different. And I think you're more about like, you want all the people you love to be in the same room and to have a good time. And it doesn't really matter what the flowers look like, what the bridesmaids are wearing, like what the decorations are. Like, you're there, one, for an open bar, good food, good friends, yep, good dancing.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so
that's
I think that's
the vision.
I think that's great. You have a place. You have a date. Like, you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
It's going to be just fine. You know, you do need to make decisions.
I know.
But you're going to be just fine once you do that.
And okay, wait. Okay. One more thing.
Okay.
Two websites that I've tried this week that are very popular. Mm-hmm. They will not let me use them.
What like, do you mean?
One of them, they're like, you already have an email with us. I'm like, okay.
What is the website for? What's the website?
Like your wedding website and your save the dates and all that, everything. Like there's, you know, there's like only like five options.
Why don't you use a different email address?
So I did that.
Oh,
so
okay.
I did that. I created a, you know, Mary and Michael email address.
Okay.
The same thing. So then I had to like contact their
reach
customer
out to
service.
Support.
They're like, we have no idea what's going on. We're going to get back to you. It's been over 24 hours. So then I went to another website.
Oh no.
Same thing happened. And I'm like, this is like kind of getting weird.
Don't take it.
I felt
it
like
as
the
a
universe
sign.
Was telling me something.
The universe was saying you have a decision to make and you're going to do something different before you do it. That's why.
Okay.
The universe is like, you're going to make a choice and you're going to change something. So we're telling you just to hold on one more day because that change is coming.
One more day. And then, you guys, I do want to say I got my eyebrows.
I was going to say, tell this story, though, with Michael, because this is why men.
Oh, my God.
This is why men. Okay.
So I went to this girl. Her name is Savannah. She's in Sonoma. I've tagged her. I want to, like, shout her out.
I believe.
Yeah.
And
we follow her, so you can, yeah, it's at Sav's Brow Teak. She was adorable, Savannah. Loved her. And, you know, basically, I told Michael the day before. Mm-hmm. I didn't really realize that I didn't tell him. And I told my whole family. Basically, we had Easter, and I told everyone I'm going to do this tomorrow. And everyone's like, what? You're what? Because I think I said, I'm getting my first tattoo tomorrow. That was probably not the good.
That could have been not the right wording.
I don't think Michael slept on Sunday night. He was so concerned about this. Like, and just like, wait, let me just read some of the
text. Please read some of the text to us.
God, you guys, but I'm so happy I did it. But I was
they
so
look
nervous.
So good. You needed us to like pump you guys. You're like, guys, I don't know if I'm gonna do it. It's like, oh my, just do it. You've seen
I've had
work.
It on the book for months. Like, I was freaking out. Okay, Michael's like, you are 5 months away from having your wedding makeup done. What is this year and a half healed brows crap you're sending me? Okay, it has to do with your face and tattoos. One place I would not expect a reasonable adult to place one. On top of that, how your skin will react to the inks there and or the needles. Going to be a pretty tough sell to our kids why tattoos are a bad idea while they're staring at you in the face. That is going to be a fucking tremendous argument you will need to craft.
You did not tell me these texts. Wait, so now has he seen them?
Not in person. I will say, I feel like mine are like healing really well. Like I haven't scabbed at all. They didn't really get darker.
You do love to put Vaseline all over your face. And I feel like that's probably helping.
Maybe it helped because I really haven't. Nothing's happened to me.
Let's knock on some wood. Knock on any wood around you.
I honestly don't think anything's going to really happen. So
men just don't. I feel like had you not done and told him and you went and you got him done. And the next time he go, wow, you look so something's different. I really like whatever it is that you've done. He would have.
I agree.
No idea. I'm sorry. The straight men do not understand. Okay.
He's actually very, very observant, but I feel like I always pencil in my brows anyways. And they look, I saw a really good friend today, Stephanie. I saw my mom. They didn't even notice. And I had to bring it up to them after like sitting with them for a while. I was like, oh, did you notice? They're like, oh my God, no. Which I think is like the best thing ever. You know, that's exactly what you want from this. You don't want people to notice. But I'd never have to do my eyebrows again.
They look fabulous.
For someone that pencils them in every single day and it like makes you feel like yourself, obsessed. Savannah in Sonoma, must see her.
I think anything that you need to do that makes you feel better about yourself, because these are the bodies that we are stuck with.
Right.
And if there's something that you can do that's going to help your day, it's going to make something easier, it's just going to enhance whatever it is that you think needs to be enhanced, you go for it.
I agree. And I did. Unbeknownst, the next time I know, I'm getting Botox before the wedding, so I will not be telling
you. Do not tell him. It's going to be really hard to explain to your children why you stuck needles into your face. A fucking tremendous argument to be had.
I mean, it's like, I feel like it, and everybody will probably agree with me that's listening, is like, we don't hear about Michael getting fired up like this.
And I know it's all of concern, and he's just saying, like, what if it goes wrong? I don't want you to be upset. It's obviously out of concern, but also because he doesn't understand, because you also told him you were tattooing your face.
Right. That was not the right marketing track for that. So
yeah, that was your bad.
Learned my lesson. Won't say when I need to get a touch up or anything like that.
No, absolutely but, not. And they look fabulous, you guys. They look good. So many people were commenting of you put it on the story. So many people were obsessed. And we had a lot of people saying, like, I was nervous, but I see like that you've done something like this. And like, if I find the right person, I'm not as scared.
I think you really got to like do your research on of the person.
Definitely.
I think you can get a bad job.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, we have a lot of like Scandoval stuff that's continued.
What?
We, you guys, on the ground this week. We will have Miss Courtney Frayne in the desert. You're looking for Tom and Raquel. You're going to Coachella.
I am going to Coachella.
They're
going to
be out there. They're going to be.
Well, and then we'll get into the interview because I feel like we've just got like a few other news points to say. But it's like they're going to be there because, you know, they were nervous about that. Right now, Tom says they're cooling off. They're not friends with benefits in his Howie Mandel interview, which we'll get to. I think they're still going to be there, and I think they're going to be in costume, and I think I'm going to find them.
I do too.
I feel like I've kind of seen them every year in some capacity.
The Sahara tent or something.
Last year it was coming out of the Sahara tent. I saw them. I think I'm curious of what. There's just no way that they're not going to go. And now he shaved off his mustache. All he has to do is put a mask on or a bandana.
I mean, honestly, put that bandana around your face and wear like a hat. You're fine.
Yeah, but I do feel like he'll have sparkly pants on. He's going to have sparkly pants on, and he's going to have those Converse platforms on. I know it. And you know what?
I can't wait. I hope
the thing. If I find him, I'm obviously not saying anything, but I'm going to take some sniper from the side vid. I'll post it if I find it.
But have you met him before?
Yes, with you. Oh, I've met him at the Crappies before. I've met him.
So I feel like you could just casually.
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, sure.
What I mean is, like, I want to be a bird's eye view, and I want to provide the content for you guys when I see them.
Can you bring a water gun into Coachella?
No,
even like a plastic water gun.
Mary, I got to tell you, I've never owned a plastic water gun in my 30s. So I'm just not sure where the rules lie on that. But
so fun.
I mean, the picture of Leonardo DiCaprio with a super soaker with his shirt off, just loving life.
Those are a blast.
I agree. Okay, so let's get through like the smaller things. Not smaller, but you know, obviously.
And then we'll do like the whole Holly Mandel.
Yeah. But so BravoCon announced, guys, it's in Vegas. This is a lot easier for us to get to. November 3rd through the 5th.
Enticing. You know, it's kind of like we could go for my birthday.
You love Vegas.
I love Vegas.
If you guys recall, she literally basically ditched me at a bar last time.
I didn't.
The piano bar, I sat at a table. You fluttered around. You were a star. You were a star. But this isn't tight. Vegas, there's something about it not being on home turf. Like, I feel like New York is Bravo home turf. But there's something about it being in Vegas that I'm very into. It's at Caesars.
They're going to be able to just make it a, like, grander, bigger, more probably like appropriate thing for event. It's like a real convention.
I'm into this.
I think it's a smart choice. Yeah. And I like that. I felt like it was really unfair for everyone to have to go to New York.
Yes. Yeah. Also over Easter weekend, so Rad House hosted a party, Carl and Lindsay, and you guys, I love what happened. So it's been
there. Wait. Also, their apartment is gorgeous. Insane. That must be like $8,000 a month.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Like, it's like what?
10?
Ceiling to floor windows. Like, it's gorgeous. It's
beautiful.
I'd be curious if it's a one or a two, but we didn't get that tour.
I think it's two. I think it's two because today they're promoted on Dell and Carl was in his like office space and it didn't have a bed in there. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
So when you first walk in, if you go left, there's a little room. I saw.
Are you being serious?
Yes. And then you keep walking and then you get to the island and then they have the balcony and then the couch.
Are you Steve Gold over here?
You have two bathrooms. Okay. I really do. I'm not joking.
Okay. So anyways, they hosted Easter and they had Chris there. They had Andrea and Lexi there. And then they had another couple who was accidentally hard lodged. Luke and Tayshia from The Bachelorette. Now, people, I think Lindsay posted the picture not realizing they were holding hands because Tayshia was wearing the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen. And I'm so sad that these big denim long skirts are trendy.
Oh, I like them.
See?
I feel like I could wear it to work, though. Like, for me, that's like a good work outfit.
Yeah, it's like when you have work in the morning and then you have to go to the Dugars at night.
No, I think you could do it cute, like with a slit.
So Tayshia wore it and it wasn't.
Okay.
And she's pretty cute.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So then obviously, so she posts it. It's like, it goes around. Everyone's like, oh my God, because they're holding hands in the photo. She then deletes it. Then she posts again, crops them out. And just like, everyone's like, not the crop. And her comment is just like, well, this is awkward.
Yeah, I mean,
now there have been rumors about them spotted around, you know, and so I like this.
When did he stop dating Ashley?
I think in like February, right? Like January, February. Honestly, my timing is very thrown off of like what month we're in. April.
Ever since COVID,
I know,
just my time is always off. I'm just wondering when he's kind of stopped seeing Ashley,
but. Either way, I'm into this couple.
Well, wait.
I think it's
they spent New Year's together, right? Him and Ashley?
I don't know. They did not spend New Year's together.
That's right. That's right.
They were, we posted and Hub House had commented, like, yeah, what's happening? But she was with her boys.
Okay.
Her, John C. Reilly, and the other one who didn't make the necklace.
I mean, but like, kind of big to be spending Easter together. Not like that's like the biggest holiday of the year, but.
I feel like they're in the city. I like it. I'm into it. And look, bring back Luke to the Summer House. Seeing him on Summer House this week was a delight. We'll get there. But
I think what they're doing though is smart with Summer House. Like, bring in Rachel. We got to have a little Jason.
There were too many Winter House people this past week though that I was like, I don't like you all here on the same weekend.
No, I liked it. It's like a pop in, pop out. You're not the main cast.
No, right. But I'm saying I need you on a different weekend. I want you staying there, and I want you there for the 3 days.
I was obsessed with the like Craigie Page conversation.
Well, let's talk Summer House in a little bit, and I know you're feeling bad for Paige.
I am. Texted you about it.
Taking advantage of Scandoval's frickin' Brittany and Jax.
Why are they giving them this platform? Like,
are they testing to bring them back?
Universal are saying, we want you to do a People's Couch and comment on this.
Watch with Brittany and Jax some episodes of Vanderpump Rules. I'd rather not. You'll watch one. I know you'll watch at least one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just going to be Brittany laughing and Jax be like, I knew it. I knew it. And we posted over the weekend. That's pretty. Over the weekend, we posted an FMK of Tom Sandoval, Tom Schwartz, and Jax. And the comments about saying, I can't believe I say that I'm at the point where I have to marry Jax. I have to fuck Schwartz, and I have to kill Sandoval. And it was tough for a lot of people.
I think I'd kill Jax. Okay. I would marry Schwartz, and I'd have sex with Scandy.
I'm sorry.
What would you do?
I'd kill myself.
No, you can't do that.
It's a tough one. Schwartz is such. I'm seeing Schwartz's true colors come out.
Yeah,
but then I'm like
gaslighter.
I don't have to sleep with him.
Yeah, you just have to like.
He'd probably get high like with him. I feel like if I just got a 2-bedroom, he could stay in the other bedroom. Like he'd be fine with that. He absolutely could bring in some income from Schwartz and Sandy's in the show. So like we could be okay on that.
You could make it.
Yeah, so I guess I could marry Schwartz. I think you're right, but yeah, and Scandoval, maybe, you know, I did think he was cute.
You did for quite a while.
I know, and I'm still embarrassed by that, but I'm taking it on the chin, chin. Right. And yeah, I gotta kill Jax because he's just so gross
you
to me.
Basically did the same as me.
No, exactly. I'm agreeing with you. I don't like it.
Right. Nobody would.
I don't like it. But you it's like, it. I don't think like I need Jax on my TV again because it's like,
just so interesting. They're really giving him a second chance.
Here's the thing though. If he does come back, we will watch the demise of that marriage. They're staying together because, as Sandoval said in this Howie Mandel interview, they are a brand together. Mm-hmm. It does not make sense for them to divorce. It's cheaper for them to stay together. But if they got back on the show, we will see the demise. Now, again, I just want to remind people, I know that these are real people, but they're not when I watch them on TV. They are characters.
They're characters, right?
And so am I into? No, I don't want to watch the demise. I mean, I don't want them on our screen, but I'm just saying if it does come to that.
It'll be interesting what direction the show goes in. I don't think they'll bring back Brittany and Jax. I really don't.
They don't fit in with the group anymore. They don't hang out with the group.
Well, I think like Sheena and Lala see them because of the kids.
Sure. Okay.
They're all kind of friends.
Maybe, but whatever.
Well, and wait, speaking of Sheena, there's this like rumor going around that Brock and Raquel have hooked up. I'm not going to believe that one.
I refuse to believe it. I refuse. I think to me, that's no, I don't think Brock's is stupid. He is stupid.
He did take a shot out of a shoe this episode.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Maybe that's like an Australian thing. Is he Australian or New Zealand? Australia.
Aussie.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's some sort of tradition there. It doesn't mean it's a good one.
I mean, it's fun.
I'd love to know how much sweat was. Blech, gross. Ugh, no. Okay. I can't believe. And I'm like, there's so much that's going on in the Raquel Sandoval space that I'm like, we don't need this.
Like, well, and let's talk about how Ariana, you know, I was rooting. I had a hard campaign for Coach Shaw.
You did.
To be on Dancing with the Stars. I picked the wrong person, guys. It's Ariana. Sorry.
I love, too, that Sandoval is like so. You know, he is fuming at this. Fuming.
I wonder, do you think she has got moves?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you recall season one when Can You Freak Bitch? And she's a backup dancer.
And wasn't she a Good as Gold too?
Well, it was dancer. That's What I Like. Okay. That song at the Roxy when she opened for Tina.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So I think she's going to be good. I think she's going to be good. Also, I love that Sheena today too photoshopped all of her wedding pictures, and anything that has Raquel's head in it, she's now replaced with Lala's head. I love it. I love the shade. I love it all. It's just, it's so good. Finally, okay,
other news is Southern Hospitality has picked up for a second season. They're going to start filming, I think, in May. The Umansky Netflix show, the Mauricio
buying
show.
Beverly Hills?
I don't know what it is. It's the
Mauricio show. I agree. Did you hear, too, that Mauricio said that this season is going to be addressed, the rumors of the infidelity in Kyle and what's going on?
I did see that.
Ugh,
but
if it's not Scandaball, I don't want it.
Yeah,
it's for Beverly Hills.
Yes. Let's talk this Howie Mandel interview.
Also, who knew Howie Mandel even had a radio show, a podcast?
And you know what? I'll never listen again.
And everyone, as they rightly should be livid, he doesn't know shit about this.
Like, you're telling me, first off, he watches the Watch What Happens Live episode and all he can call it is the Andy Cohen show, which is like very annoying because I'm like, you have a podcast and you have one job. And that's to know that who you're talking about. I mean, you could literally Google, can I get a timeline of Scandoval? It's on CNN. If you want
to
read,
listen to our podcast episode.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like you have CNN who's reporting on this. So if you want not smut, you don't want an Us Weekly article, why don't you go to the real news? It's on CNN. And
Anderson knows about it.
And he's also friends with Andy. But here's what pisses me off about the whole thing. Okay. It's like, first off, this happens because the drummer of Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras is also the band manager, is married to like the booker for the podcast. So obviously, like, you know, that's so Howie's going to give him softballs. He's going to do this. But what I really did not like about this interview, besides the lack of knowledge, was then that Howie had to like take what Sandoval was saying and like mansplain it back to us without having any detail about what the Scandoval is about. And it's just like, don't treat the people that are listening like idiots, especially when you don't know what you're rude.
Well, and then like Andy Cohen talked today on his show. I mean, apparently Bravo got word of this last week and they were like livid, pissed, like, you know, rumors are going on. He could be fired for this. I mean,
he's not going to be fired. The thing is, Tom is needed for this show for next season. This is such a big deal, right? He's needed. So he's like he can like play his hand right now, right? Like, now granted, they could offer him, they could lowball him on a salary, but the show needs him in order to keep it going.
Agreed. He does have power, but I feel like the powers of Bravo are so...
Like, I hope they lowball him a salary because he needs the show too. I'm sorry, who's going to pay for Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras? Although I've also seen that like ticket prices have like tripled, that they're like, that he's trying to like sell for this, for their concerts. Like, it's like $150 now to like see Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. It's like, I'll pay that for Lou.
Right.
Not you anymore. Before, you could have gotten me.
Right. Well, okay. Let's talk about the Howie interview. Give us your hot takes.
I thought it was pretty. So here's the thing. Okay, guys, this is controversial. Mary, I know you're going to agree with me. I do think some of the things he said were true.
Oh, I actually believe most of the things.
I think they had grown apart. I think a lot of times that happens too when you both have busy lives, you're going in different directions. It did feel like they could have become glorified roommates.
Yes, absolutely.
I felt like they did fall in love. I feel Tom Sandoval is somebody who needs, like, the reason that somebody like Raquel is a good match for him is because she will worship the ground he walks on and they'll never be equals in a sense. Ariana is like too powerful. So like, she's not going to feed his ego the way that he wants his ego fed. Whereas Raquel would do that.
I think they honestly, it's like, I feel like probably COVID was a little bit hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started this like band thing. He wanted like a creative outlet. He's got Tom going and they drifted apart. And he's the type of person that always needs like a love interest in his life. He's probably never been single in any capacity, or, you know, he's constantly hooking up, whatever. He's got something always on the side. And him and Ariana's relationship was over. He just never told her that,
right,
which is
right.
So fucked up. You live with her. You've been with her for 9 years. Like, you need to sit someone down and, you know, we got to move out. We got to, you know, you got to go through it. He was just avoiding his true problems and, you know, makes up this nonsense.
I think if you're in a bad spot, that therapy is an answer. Like, therapy is trying to work it out, right? So I love that when he also was like, we went to therapy, and then all of a sudden she did like a 180. It's like, yeah, it's called therapy. She's trying to better the relationship. But then he's talking about, you know, he went to therapy. They did couples therapy.
Dr. Aiden can take some tips, Dr. Aiden.
And then, you know, he said they did a hypothetical breakup during therapy. And she basically was like, if this is done, like, I'm done. I'm going to skip the reunion. I'm going to quit the show. I don't care about the sandwich shop. But we're going to sell the house. I'm moving away. And he was like pissed about it, like, because he also refers to their relationship as a brand, which is gross. Like, things that he said were like gross. And he also was like, you know, I guess she like trusted me, I guess. Like, ooh, it's like, oh, she trusted her partner.
He made it sound like she was crazy.
Yeah, she. Like, he was like utilizing her mental health against her.
I had broke up with her so many times. She didn't even realize when I was in the house. You know.
Then when he tried to make it sound like she was suicidal, like, you're effectively ending our like my life if you dump me. And it's like, I think what she's saying is like the life we've built together, not my own life. Like. Right. And he's just, but I feel like he's also so narcissistic that he's like, someone would do that over me.
Ariana's also so smart. Like, she's going to let the reunion come out. And I bet she only will do.
She's going to be on the finale of finale night. She will be on Watch What Happens Live. Guarantee it.
I love that for her. And I hope she also will do something like fun with someone she trusts. You know, like Danny Pellegrino and her could do something fun together. You know. Like,
she's got to tell her
something
side of the
to
story
promote
somewhere.
The Dancing with the Stars thing, but no, but not like selling out. She's not a sellout. That's what about her. Yeah. You know,
no, I'm like, saying I think she gives.
Such,
I think she gives
I
her
can't
side
believe
of the
he
story.
He hasn't made something like taken like Raquel's, you know, the light thing that she loves and like started selling those or something. I don't know. You know.
Well, you know, they're just friends right now. They're taking a break. I don't believe it, but they're taking a break.
They're going to be at Coachella this weekend. Courtney's going to find them.
I sure hope so. The interview was obviously like, he went to Howie Mandel because it was like the relationship was there and Howie didn't know anything. And his daughter was on the host. It was a host too. And she like didn't hold his, like, it felt like it was more, she was like fangirling over him being there as opposed to like him being there. He also shaves his mustache on this thing. And now I'm like, no. And then
you're
he also
a mustache.
No. Well, no, I'm just like, I felt like he was doing that as like a ploy. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, I'll shave it. Like, nobody really cared if he had shaved it or not, but he thought that was like something good.
Also, he's gotten such a high from this relationship. Him and Raquel, you know, hooking up basically at the Mondrian night. Then in
here's
Mexico.
What he was locked out. That's the first kiss he also described as magnetic. He's locked out. They're sitting in his backyard. Like, this is right after Charlotte's passed away. So Ariana's in the house and like not letting him in. Like, what's the story there? Why can't he get in?
I don't know. He didn't have, couldn't find.
Why is she there? Is she staying there?
I'm not surprised. I'm sure they have house parties all the time. I mean, Lala kind of said that on like Watch What Happens Live. Like,
oh my God, her impression of Sandoval is like, yeah, that's what we do, man. But it was like the whole thing just is so. These are the things that he said, like, it's a rinse and repeat of the things that he said when he got together with Ariana and he broke up with Kristen. We stayed up all night talking, exactly. You know, Coachella, like, she just gave me that. You were giving me something I didn't have.
They're probably, like, both, like, mourning these relationships. Like, she was just James for 5 years. Like, she didn't think she could leave him because would she still have the show? And then him like leaving Ariana. So they kind of had like this camaraderie together. I could definitely see like mushrooms being involved. You know,
staying
really
up all
late
night.
Nights.
I think there could be some white substances.
Really late nights.
Yeah.
Just late nights. We get it.
Yeah. he said they broke up on Valentine's Day, which really made me laugh because he's like, no, that's not a big deal for us because we used to work every Valentine's Day. Like, okay. Now, I kind of do believe that, but then I also believe that there was a point where they said maybe they're trying to break up because she found out a couple weeks later, right? That it's like maybe really though they were like, let's try to get back together. Like, he's trying to keep this brand alive. There's just so much more that I need to know. And I also have to, I'm putting a PSA out there. Stop telling us to move on. Okay. Stop telling us to move on. No, people in the comments are like, get over it. It's like, I'm sorry. Tom Sandoval just went on a Howie Mandel podcast for an hour and a half and told his side of the story. And I'm supposed to not react. Hello. This is for our entertainment. We're having fun.
I know.
Bah humbug.
This is what I live for.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I don't want this in my own life. I don't want to be friends with any of these people, but I want to know all the details.
Absolutely.
Ugh, absolutely. Give it to us. Inject it to our veins.
Yeah, oh, they have.
That's true. They're doing a great job. Can we take a quick... Was there anything else about the interview that you wanted to mention? I'm sure we missed things, but the gist is...
Yeah, you can watch yourself.
Yeah, watch it. Watch it on Howie Mandel's channel, if anything, because Tom Sandoval also uploaded it and we shouldn't give him views there.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, let's take a quick break and then let's talk this episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, so we are back. We're in Mexico.
It's all happening again.
It's a TBC, you know, we have Raquel in shorts. They're making out in public. Apparently people are cheering about it.
And then they're like, let's go hide. And then
the confidence that Raquel has now, because now we've also found out too, they've already slept together.
So she's basically trying to hide it from the other Tom, I feel like.
Oh, no, I think she's trying to make him a little jealous. But then I think she's trying to get it actually away from Katie. I think she's scared of Katie.
She's like, his lips, they're so soft and they're sweet and delicate kisses.
I don't believe that. I think they're chapped.
And then she's like, maybe this could be something.
I think she's saying all this because she's like, fuck you, Sandoval.
It's just, but I do get, like, I understand why the other Tom wants to do this because it is the forbidden fruit. You know, he's like, don't tell Katie. I don't want her to know.
Schwartz is such a piece of shit. He is the biggest piece of shit. I feel like we're seeing everything. He literally goes from like, oh, Bubba, no. And then to being like, you're a monster with the switch of a flip, like the flip of a switch. Like, he is so fucking rude. I'm so sick of the way that he, not a good guy at all. And I don't think he's a good kisser.
Oh, and she said it. And she said it.
It's okay, like when so Lala's like, the dawn's the best sex of my life. It's like, yeah, okay, we got true. It.
You squirted all over the room. We need a hazmat suit.
No, stop talking about that guy. No, yeah, no. Okay, so then Sheena calls Lala and is like, where were you? Like, what did you do tonight? And Lala's just matter of fact. I went to dinner and I came back to the room.
Okay, I will say I'm turning for
Sheena.
Well, I'm turning a little bit of a Lala and her, like, there were a lot of events. I know last week I said, like, you're there for the wedding. You should be going to these things. I didn't realize how many. There really were a lot of events that everyone shouldn't be required. And she's not a bridesmaid. So there seems like there's a lot going on. But I mean,
she should have been at the white party.
The white party, for sure. Like, the smaller dinners, no, maybe you don't need to do that. You're like, hey, I'm filming over here, whatever. But, like, the white party, that party looked like fun.
It looked like a total blast. And honestly, and then I love how Sheena's like, well, like, I heard, like, Schwartz and Raquel made out. And then Lala's like, who did you hear that from? Get us the details. Like, Brock's like, yeah, I saw it. You know, we just want to see Schwartz happy. And then
James. Okay, first off, I love that James has now become one of the girls. With Christina, Katie, and Lala, right? Like, Allie,
they're gonna bump paint piece tonight. Paint piece. They're gonna bump. He's also, like, obsessed with this. He is so obsessed with the aftermath of Raquel.
I think it's because he's seeing a totally different side of her, too. And it's kind of like, and he doesn't like, I think I said this, like, a couple weeks ago. He doesn't like the way that she's been accepted by this group because he's had an uphill battle the whole time. He brought her onto this show and now she's going to replace him. So he is like, she's whoa.
The wedding.
Right. And, you know, James is barely able to bring Allie now to the actual wedding, but she came to the after party.
But I felt so bad for Katie. Like, she was like a sad puppy. Like, she was gut-wrenched. And that Lala was like, she's a cheap, broke down hoe. She's a disgusting swamp creature.
It just was so sad for me for Katie, where I'm like, this, I feel crushed for her watching. Like, I just can't imagine having to get a divorce and then film with them.
And also, it's like, this is a 12-year marriage. They're actually getting a divorce. They're doing all this stuff with their house. Like, I mean, they were a brand as well, if that's what we're going to call it, you know?
I'd say their brand was worse.
It is really sad because I feel like we're so obsessed with, like, the Scandoval thing, and we're not, like, giving Katie her sadness that, you know, she's had a failed marriage, you know what I mean?
But also, I hope for Katie, as she watches this back and sees how much of a dick Schwartz is, that she's just like, love and light, bitch. Like, just thinking.
She gets it. She's like, I have so much hate inside of me. Tom should owe me so much more than this. And I specifically said, don't hook up within the group.
That's
the only thing he did. You know? Yep.
And she should have said, hey, if there's anyone you're going to hook up with, I hope it's Raquel, because he would have never done it.
Seriously.
Tom loves, the reason he also did it too is because he hates Katie. He hates her. He's hated her all the time. And he just literally feels he's going to always say he was basically bullied into this marriage. He's always hated her. And whatever she says, he always does the opposite of. Always. Yeah. He's a piece of shit. And then I just love watching James like crumble too, because Allie is like, God damn it, I'm stuck with this fucker to get on this show. And she's like, wants to leave every 10 seconds. He's like, he wants to fuck Raquel deep in the mouth and the ass. I'm like, what the?
It was extreme.
And she's like, you guys are gross. And she's like, bye, Lala. And he's like, okay, I'm in trouble now.
Then we do love how she just like leaves the scenes and he's like, oh no, oh no, I'm in the doghouse.
Yeah.
She does seem to have some power over him.
Oh, 100%. I do like that. But again, I don't know where the relationship is going. Yeah. Then
they're like still together.
Yeah. Well, we got a new season of film.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, then we go to Sheena's room and there's the after party. And this is where things get a little weird with Tom, Ariana, and Raquel. Tom is like, Raquel. He literally slaps her on the ass at one point. And Ariana is like, why are you saying that? Shut up, Tom. And he's like, because she made out with Schwartz. Here's Tom's key. I thought it was Tom Sandoval's key, to be honest.
I'm positive. Here's Tom key, throws it at her. I literally think when the other Tom came in and gave him a pina colada later, he had just slept with her.
Because Ariana was at the spa and you think that they had hooked up? Yeah.
Yes.
But do you think he went to her room? Or do you think Tom is somebody who I think would bring her to the room and then be like,
they're just so messy. But also if like Ariana came back anyways, they could be like, oh, remember she was someone's swim up bar.
The bar, you know, it's the pool with the bar that you swim up to. Yeah. You're so right. But remember, didn't they say like friends caught them in bed together and they're like, that's weird anyways.
Yeah,
you're totally right. You're totally right.
They could totally just be like, we're just best friends, guys. Best friends look at it, each other's penises naked.
It's fine. You gotta inspect it. That's what a best friend would do.
I was checking for
lumps.
Yep. Lumps.
Then you know, they're like, oh yeah, Schwartz has passed out. I don't know why I love the camera crew when they show someone says, like, oh, Schwartz has passed out, and the camera's just in Schwartz's room with him with like a comforter over his head and his legs hanging off the edge. Like, sometimes the editors really just get me giggling.
They've done a good job this season.
I also, here's the thing. Now Katie has said, we've said before, Katie has said she had to go on this trip. Basically, you want to get paid, you got to film, you're going to Mexico. But this episode, I was like, I wish she just would have gone to the wedding, because Raquel last week saying they were the Muppets, they were on a balcony this time. They couldn't be anything but the Muppets up there. Christina Kelly wanted to go to that wedding so bad.
She's like, so like, I'll just kind of see what's going on out there. I mean, I'll just like walk out on the balcony. I'll just take a little peek. Wait, Katie, you should maybe join me. Just put your toe out on that balcony. Okay. Is that Raquel? Wait, she's not walking with Tom Schwartz. He doesn't walk like that. He's not a robot. Who's she walking with? That's his hair.
I know we jumped ahead there.
So. I would be doing the same shit.
Oh, totally. But I'm like, just go to the wedding and do it. Just go to the wedding and do it.
Also, and love that. Katie and Sheena are hanging out again. They were at that DJ with Ariana. Made me want to go out and party. Like, I am not a clubbing girl. I'm not a DJ girl. That night, I was like, I could get down. You wear sweatshirts, some spandex, dance your little ass off, and get home. Love it.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I also love that Katie, I love that they show the screenshot of Katie's text to Schwartz. I hate you. It just is like so fun. And I'm like, you know what? It's what he deserves.
Absolutely. It's
what he deserves. So
I mean, it's so mean. He did it right in front of her for her to see.
Because he's a fucking dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then it's very interesting too. So we go to the spa the next morning. You know, it's Raquel, it's Sheena, Ariana, and Sheena's sister. And Raquel's like, I want to walk down the aisle with Schwartz now. And to me, this is like all a game.
But this is like beyond creepy too.
And then what?
Like, but why would you care who you walk down the aisle with?
I don't know. It's also, really I'm like, the weird guy that you walk down with is just so much hotter.
Absolutely. I was like, I thought the Joey, there's too many Joeys. There's so many people with the same names.
Joey.
Yeah, Joey's cute.
Joey's very cute. But yeah, it feels like she's in a rom-com. I love that Ariana, she's like, she thinks she's in a rom-com, but she's the only one walking down the aisle. Like, and it's so weird because she's like, I think Raquel's into Tom. And I'm like, oh, but you only knew.
No, I know.
You only knew. I feel horrible for you.
Yeah.
I just feel horrible. It's just like not good.
No, and then the producer's like talking about the kiss, and Tom's like, you know, I really didn't feel like sexy. I feel like I kind of lost my mojo, but then I made out with this pageant girl. And
when he's saying it back, when he's saying this to James too, I'm like, you are a piece of shit. Like, and puts his hand on James' legs. Don't touch James, because that's what the first guy did the one night. And that's where James snapped, right? Said, I don't know you.
James was activated.
Completely activated. I'm like, I totally get it. Like, Schwartz, I don't care if it was not romantic for you. He's like, it wasn't like that, bro. And it's like, I don't care. Like,
it's so awkward in so many levels. Like, so first of all, your ex-wife is pissed at you. Then you're coming to tell me that Katie shouldn't be pissed at you about this. But this is my ex-fiance. Like, don't try to get sympathy from me, okay?
And I don't know. And don't try to pull my girlfriend in either to be on your side. No.
Yeah. And no. Stop using big words.
Boundaries. No. So then Tom's like, okay, well, I'll go wake up Tom and I'll bring him a jalapeno colada.
And he definitely, I just like, I know he had this look on his face and he felt really drunk. I just feel like he just slept with Raquel. I just do.
I mean, you wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
And then why was Schwartz pretending that he had a dream about making out with Raquel?
No, he was joking.
Oh, I thought
he said like he was like kind of like, oh, I had like a dream that this is what happened last night, which is what happened last night.
Oh,
like he was pretending it didn't happen last night. Oh. It was just a dream.
Oh, my God. They're so dumb that I like literally thought that he couldn't remember if he actually did it. I'm not joking. I was like, are they that fucked up? Nothing puts past me with these. I'm like, honestly, they have those pharmacias down there.
They're like, they have dinner and they're like, hey, she's kind of like, hey, are you coming to dinner? And I was like, no, no, I don't want to, because I want to be around women that like, I want to be around women that like rally around me. And Raquel reminds me of girls that I'm like, stop it.
I just think this is so funny because she was actually right.
Oh, she's right. But it's like also like,
but it's like, wow, you were one. You were one.
This is not the reason, though, of why you're not coming to dinner. Just say you don't want to go.
I just wish she would own, like, I was a Raquel girl before, and now I don't want to be like that, and I don't want to associate with people like that.
She's but like, don't said deny that on your Watch past. What, don't you feel like she kind of said that on Watch What Happens Live? Like someone said something like, are you like, don't you find like you could be a hypocrite? Not with sleeping with James, that situation, but kind of like, don't you feel like you're a hypocrite? She's like, yeah, probably. But I was mad. So like when she called her a mistress or whatever.
Well, it's like, let's own it now. Like, I appreciate that. Yeah. Also,
she looks good. I didn't love the outfit, but she looked good on Watch What Happens Live.
Lisa Vanderpump. Stop. You're so embarrassing.
Who does she think she is?
Porsche, rolling up, having any wine she wants. Like, he's bitching about them. They don't have the drink orders, you know.
But, like, why is she getting involved where she's like, okay, I'll make sure they're on it as long as you open on the 31st. Why? Why are you involved in this at all? You don't need to be. And then she's like, let me FaceTime them while they're together. And she's like, where's the drink orders? I don't believe that they had submitted it 3 days before.
It's just the whole thing's embarrassing.
But like, what is she like? Why are you getting involved? Get over it. Move on. Yeah. And she's like, I brought them on because they're light bulb. I'm like, you brought them on because TomTom is a brand and you knew that it would get people in the door and it had nothing to do with Tom and Tom themselves.
5%.
Right. Like, get out of here, Lisa. Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Okay, so then we go to, like, that sushi restaurant, and James is feeling activated again. He's like, well, you've made out with Peter. You made
I'm out. Sorry, sushi. That was a teppanyaki.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, sorry.
Delicious.
So Katie went to sushi later.
Yes.
I like a teppanyaki. I don't love go to a teppanyaki. Never been to Benihana.
What?
No, never been. Nope. I know. Sad.
I got to take you. I went to one when we were in Hawaii. Our last night, we went to teppanyaki.
Benihana or teppanyaki?
No, it was
I've been to teppanyaki.
No, it was but I'm saying I went to one.
Sure.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. So then I love, yeah. So then James.
Then he's like, you stopped lying to yourself. You have no chemistry here. And then you get these flashbacks of like Schwartz and Cal doing high fives.
That's so kind of funny. Awkward. Well, she's like, you made out with Peter. You made out with Schwartz. Who's next? I'm like, she already made out with Tom. You don't even know this yet, but she's already made out with the other Tom. And then she's like, I'm trying to live a little.
And then, but then he gets so nasty. He's like, I don't think I ever loved you. I've never been more in love in my life. And Allie's like, okay, I'm just going to go check on the other people. Bye.
Yeah. And when he brings her her plate of food, like, you left your food. Cause like, he knows he's gone overboard because he doesn't know how to control his rage.
No,
he
no.
can't.
I feel like he's controlling his rage. So this is him controlling it. Right, it's sad.
So
bad.
But then I love too. So then, like, Allie, you know, she goes over the group. James coming. They're all going to go to this next one. And Katie's like, I want to light them on fire, drunk imbeciles. I'm like, oh God. Like, she's talking about activated.
Light them on fire. Like, that's pretty good.
It's too much. But I mean, I was actually like outside, like, tequila Katie, I was living for.
Not like, wine Katie.
No, not wine Katie, boring. Not depressed Katie. No, don't be at the wedding. But when she just like later too, when Schwartz came up after the wedding and sits down, I felt a rage in me. And I was like, Katie said it. And I was like, she said, I have hatred for you. Get the fuck out of my face. I think you're pathetic, a drunk, and a loser. And he's like, I don't care.
Oh, he couldn't care. You know, he's like, you're holding on to toxicity. You need humility. You know, I was drunk. I'm sorry. I did that, but I was just drunk. You know,
sorry.
She's like, you did the most like humiliating thing to me in the most humiliating way. I hope it was worth it. And he's like, I'm drunk. I was drunk.
Yeah. Like, get over it. Like, even when they were going to the restaurant, and Schwartz was like, Katie, and Lala's like, no, she's upset. And he's like, still? Like, it happened a night ago. Still?
Right. Like, wait, let's talk about shit. Sheena getting married to give Brock a green card.
Okay. So they got engaged July 21st of 2021, which means less than a month later, because this is like a month later. I think they got married on August 23rd, 2022. So a month after getting engaged, they get courthouse married. Then a year later, they go to Mexico and they get married. So then those things like also kind of make me mad when I'm like, wait, you're already married and now you're pissed at Lala for not coming to all these events.
I know. I thought it was funny. They were already married.
So
and then Ariana's like,
we have a friend though who also has done something similar to this. And she had a wedding on our other friend's birthday.
But she was 22.
No, I know. But then and we didn't know for like a few years.
Oh no, I knew.
You did know? Did we know that?
I can keep secrets.
No, she can't, you guys. She can keep like a secret from like three people, but she tells others.
I can't. I knew that. I knew that because I went to visit her in Texas and she told me.
Oh.
Because she needed that health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I get it.
But it's just funny. But I thought this, the whole thing, when she just admitted it and all of them were like, that's so surprising for Sheena to keep a secret like that. I think it's because it wasn't the wedding she wanted, right? She did that, but she's like, don't you act like we're not going to have a wedding still.
So I almost was kind of upset to hear about that because I was so happy for her and I am still so happy for her. I cried. This, you know, she like had this pit in her stomach. You know, she's so happy. She's has summer, you know. I feel like she did get this great moment. Summer was in a great mood that day. She was an adorable flower girl. Like, yeah, the veil. She had to take it off and she didn't care. You know, Brock is super emotional. You know, she's got all her best friends here, but he's the number one.
Summer, they're number one.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, the one
thing I loved the rehearsed dance. That would be a goal of mine.
Oh, so you want Michael to at yours?
That's probably not going to happen, but I think the rehearsed dance is cute. Yeah. I think it's cute. Like, because, you know, if you could really like put on a little 30-second show.
Okay, I think you should go choreograph something.
I just don't have like a wedding song or anything like that, but.
Oh, good as gold.
I don't think
Chic C'est La Vie.
I actually want, because we're getting married.
Tardy for the party?
No, we're getting married on the 23rd of September. So what does it matter? No one's going to stalk me.
Okay.
Is that bad to say? Who cares?
Okay.
So, you know, the song, the 21st night, September. I want the band to be like, the 23rd night, November.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I love it, but someone said no.
Why? As your first dance? No. Yeah. It could be like an opening. It's
fun.
What if that's your walk-in? What if that's the walk-in song?
I'm going to the cocktail hour. I don't know if I'm like walking in.
Mary's like, you're not having fun without me, people.
I'll be there at 4:30. I'm being serious.
You'll be there first before everybody gets
in. I want to be at the cocktail. I will. Yeah.
I know. Okay.
Great.
It'll be great.
Okay. Jeez. This is getting tough here.
Okay. So let's talk about the actual, like, I just thought that the wedding was just so, I thought it was so nice. You guys, like, I cried. I've just felt like it was so, like, she's found her man. And for this to happen, this wedding to show their love on the week that the rumor comes through.
Also, I just felt like when they were having that sweet moment, everyone's watching them dance, Tom and Ariana, they span to them. They couldn't even look at each other. I mean, there wasn't even like a hand on their back situation. You know, I feel like people really feel love at weddings. Mm-hmm. And they kind of look at to their partner and are like, I'm so happy I'm with you too. I didn't get that vibe.
I'd agree. But I think we're also looking at things in a different lens.
No. Absolutely. But I'm going to say
Totally. I did laugh when Katie was like, it's the same guy that married Sheena before.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Is he like a deacon or something? Or
I don't know. But I also, I don't know.
Someone
but
part thought, of their church?
Like, I thought Sheena looked absolutely stunning.
I'm actually shocked they didn't have like one. Tom Schwartz officiate or something. Like, I'm surprised they didn't. Who's this guy? We got to figure out who he is. Yeah. Why did they pick that guy? Good is it Sheena's best friend?
Well, she has. I like that she addressed that in her vows and she said, I know I have many best friends. I did like that. I don't know. I don't know. But I thought I was like, this is a fun wedding to go to. Like, that would be a fun wedding to go to.
I love destination weddings. I'm all about it. Been to one.
This one last month?
Mm-hmm. I'd love to go to more. I'm a great value add. I've been to like a Tahoe. I've been to like a San Diego. But like, you know, where you get
like everybody's destined there. Like not going. Yeah. Like not where like people are just like, oh, it's like for me it's like a destination wedding because I have to fly somewhere. It's like, no, everybody's going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Also, fun fact, there's only two people on Bravo, unless somebody wants to correct me on this, that have been married twice on Bravo, which is Sheena and Cynthia Bailey.
Bailey, it's like, Peter, I was trying to think about this.
Cynthia Bailey's also been divorced twice on Bravo.
Because we've seen so many weddings. Like, we saw Tamara's wedding, but that was a second.
Yeah.
We've seen Nene Leakes. Mm-hmm. She got remarried. We see Candy's.
We've seen Kim. We've seen Shannon Bedore.
Luann's.
Oh, yeah. Shannon Bedore vow renewal. But yeah.
No. Luann's a real wedding. Mm-hmm. Bethany, a real wedding.
Yep. Bethany ever after? Kyle and Amanda.
Have we ever seen a Beverly Hills wedding?
Vow renewal from Lisa.
No, that doesn't count.
I'm just telling you what I can think of right now. Camille's. We went to Hawaii for Camille's wedding.
Oh, okay. That would.
Kyle's the bridesmaid.
New Jersey wedding. We're getting Teresa.
Oh, Teresa will be. No, she was. We'll just have the one wedding.
Great.
Yeah, we'll get Teresa's wedding. Yeah.
I'm just like trying to do franchises. Orange County, LA, New York, New Jersey,
Miami. We saw Alexia's and Alexia.
And Marisol's in Colorado.
At the top of the mountain. Hill.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
I remember, so I must have been so young too. And I just was like, this is strange. Like, there's nobody at this. Why are they on this mountain? And he was a lot younger.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Okay. Yeah, I see a lot of weddings on Miami.
Anything else? Oh, and then, okay. So then, like, Raquel and Lala sit down at the end, and Raquel's
this
like, why
was
would
a very
you, like,
weirdly
judge?
Filmed season to, or conversation. It was both like, loud, and then it was like they had to refilm it after the wedding.
You're right.
Yeah. Because there's noisy and then not. Noisy then not.
Yeah. And Raquel's like, why would you like judge me for being drunk in Las Vegas? You need to take up a hobby of not talking about me. And I could have done anything, and I could have done something worse, a lot worse. Sleep with Arius.
I did it though. I did it when I left the trip and I went to boys' night. Okay. I did it. And then Lala's like, I think you have a mental breakdown coming.
And she did. She predicted that.
I mean, it's like, but Raquel has this confidence. Like, obviously, this has happened, and she has this confidence now. So even like when like Lala walks away, she like sticks her tongue out, like rolls her eyes. Like, there's this confidence and like just like swag she thinks she has now, and like controlling room, and like that she's like not like almost like she's like, I'm securing my spot on this show, and I will be up there. Sandoval's the number one guy in the group. I'm number two girl in the group right now, but I'm gonna be number one. I'm gonna win this pageant.
I really, really sincerely hope that, well, this weekend they go to Coachella together. And I don't think they'll go together. I think they'll go separate.
They're obviously gonna go together.
Do you think
Ariana's going to Coachella?
No. She's gotta study for Dancing with the Stars.
Well, okay, the cast hasn't actually been announced yet.
Oh,
okay. Just her.
Maybe she will. Well, yeah, because now, like, Lala has a house out there. Sheena has a house.
Yeah, and Sheena and Brock were there last year, too.
Okay.
Remember I saw Brock peeing on a wall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So,
do you think
they're all
with
going.
Them? Do you think with them that they're going to bring more labs?
Absolutely, guys. And for a weekend like that, you need to bring morning recovery with you. I know Courtney's got it sucked. I think she's got the sugar-free, the regular. Definitely going to need the liquid focus for this weekend because you have a long
I'm on a mesh mission. I'm on a mission
long
to find it.
Go to morelabs.com/TJG. Always 20% off. If you're not buying it through us, you're losing money, honey. Morelabs.com/TJG, always 20% off, get to it. But honestly, guys, like, we're bringing this on the bachelorette party. I live with this. It's in my bedtime nightstand, you know? It's got those vitamins, you feel good. The next day, jump on your Peloton, go on a hike, easy breezy.
Beautiful.
Feeling good.
Morelabs, girl.
Yeah, morelabs.com.
Did you have anything else to say about Vanderpump, or should we take a quick break and come back with Jersey?
Oh, I love that Katie revealed she's hooking up with the 25-year-old.
We're going to meet him because he's got as a couple, they both have the best eyebrows. Best eyebrow couple.
Yeah.
There's a superlative. That's what they would
want. Which it seems to be a thing because I do remember when Schwartz told that random lady in a bikini she had great eyebrows.
You're just hyper-focused on eyebrows because you got yours done.
No, he literally said that to that lady last week.
I know. Yeah. But I'm saying now you're just more hyper-aware of eyebrow talk. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Top of the morning.
Okay, when somebody tried to say it, I think it was Melissa, I was like, don't. Don't even.
Melissa. It was Melissa because she studies these shows.
I know. And I'm like, don't try. You are not a Shannon Bador.
She was on Watch What Happens Live this week, and Andy and her were getting, I felt the tension.
Tell me, I missed it. So tell me what happened.
Okay. So Andy keeps on being like, I don't see like any resolution between you and Teresa. Like, I don't, you know, the reunion's coming up. He's talked about it with Dolores. I just, doesn't seem like there's any resolution. It feels like it's very done. There's no place to move on. And then Joe chimes in. He's like, no, it, they're, We're still like, I'm like, oh, you're trying to stay on this show. You to make a resolution. And nobody wants to see you make up at the reunion again. You know, we want to see you have a good season together and have fun. And have you to go for now?
I want them to fight at the reunion, but then I want them to like start to make up off camera if this is going to happen. But it's just also like, it's so intertwined because like even we were saying this because I was like, you know who I can't like. Something that we said about this season is like, it's getting now, of course I'm watching, but I'm not invested in anything anymore here. Like I'm not invested in the fight again because it's like, oh God. But I'm like, the one person on this show that is driving me nuts, Donna Marco, Melissa's mom. I don't give a shit about Donna Marco. Okay. If my brother's wife's mother was liking tweets about how I'm an awful person, they basically hate me, this is like how their life is that she's literally like, why would I want your mom who literally talks shit on me to be at my wedding? It's like, imagine that you're like, why can't my mom come to your wedding? Well, she's been liking tweets. It's like, know, what I a know. Weird life that they live. Like the same with the Gorgas fighting with Teresa. Like they have to secure their spot. So do they make up to secure a spot on this show? It's so wild to me, the life that these people have to live in the sense of how they can keep their livelihood.
Well, and it's interesting. Next week, it seems like they're going to talk more about like the cousins not talking. And it is. It's so sad.
Whenever you know, flash back to Melania and Antonia as little girls, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. Okay, let's start from the beginning because I was like, they took two things away from this episode. One, we'll get there. Jen Fessler slept with James Gandolfini. Need to know more. Feel like it was probably really great.
She did a great summary. I mean, who would have ever thought? She's like, he took me to an S&M bar. I mean, we went back to his apartment. He has been inside of me multiple times.
She gave me everything I wanted more. She's like, his death was so hard on me. My husband's like, you didn't even date the guy, you know? Like, I love that her husband knows about it. I just, Jeff Fessler. I feel like this is her. I loved her this episode, but it's almost like she's too normal. She's almost like an Emily to me in Orange County. Like, she's so rational. But I think she's really smart. I think she's extremely witty. And I think she's gorgeous, too. I think she's fun.
My second thing I took away is that Danielle spells her bougie kids company B-O-U-J-I-E space K-I-D-Z.
No. Are you surprised?
Well, it's just like bougie and then kids. I shouldn't be surprised, but that was what I took away. Those are my two takeaways from this episode and everything. I did like that Jen Aiden did fess up that she might have told the tea reader so a few things she could not remember.
He also was like, well, I talked to her really late at night. So either she was wasted or she was super high. It is unclear. And she definitely admitted to.
That was pretty funny.
You know.
And then I love that Jen is being now. I don't love it. It's like, okay, Margaret exposed an affair with Bill. Now you're trying to expose this Melissa Gorga thing. And I got to be honest. I don't really care about Melissa Gorga cheating on Joe Gorga. It doesn't. You did it in a car. Great. It's like the Jackie Evan thing. Okay. So now you were worried about your kids, Jen, but now you're not going to worry about Melissa's kids.
Well, and we know also that, you know, Joe, but also Melissa, this has already happened to her before.
The stripper?
From Teresa. Yeah. Like this has happened to her on this show seasons ago, you know, mm-hmm. But I also love how like, you know, Jennifer finally tells Danielle about the Laura situation. She's really dragging out. She's like, it's something similar that was done to me last year. Remember, my husband slept with his secretary or was it a medical device salesperson? Remember, okay. But now he sleeps in the pool house because he might have someone coming in there. He says it's his hobby, but he just doesn't want to raise my children. Okay. Okay. But anyway, so she's like, it's about someone we all know. Someone that's in the house right now. And it's someone that works for both of them. Well, that was like who they heard it from, Marge. So
it's clearly definitely Marge who said it. And that's why Marge is freaking out about this whole thing because she started the Evan. She's the one who talked about Evan and Jackie, and she's the one who's talked about Melissa and Joe.
Right. Yeah. She's like, but like, you know, we told Laura, we swore me and Teresa we wouldn't say anything. Basically, this person that mutually works for them saw Melissa in the backseat of a car making out. And yeah, so that's just so you can know. And literally, Danielle's like, I've had this happen to me before. I want to know something so bad. I finally get it out of someone. And I'm like, why did I need to know that? I
don't
want to know that. Why I can't. I have to keep this in. I don't want to.
I don't want to keep. I love that Paul's family basically came out because Dolores is going. And I love when they're like, Dolores, if you're going to fight, they're going to fight with you. Like, they're basically, you know, they're giving her clues. I also think it's funny that they gave subtitles as if we, like, couldn't understand them. Because they had an Irish accent.
But I just, like, I love her and Polly work because... You know, they're into their fams. Their fams are the most important part. It's adorable. Mm-hmm. Love, 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 Polly.
Love, 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 Bubble.
What else happened?
Has Teresa never used the weather app on her iPhone?
Packing bathing suits and like Louboutins. They didn't know where they were going. That actually probably wasn't even a long flight.
No, my friend was on the flight. He texted me from the line.
Actually, I kind of remember that.
My friend Charlie texted me a picture and said, I guess the New Jersey housewives are going to Ireland. And I was like, what? And he sends me a picture of all of them like in line, like getting ready. I was like, oh my God. It's like, did you talk to them? And he's like, well, they were in first and I was not.
Well, Jen was also, no, Danielle was also not. Well, everyone else was in first. Okay, but then also the big thing that's going to be happening is that Rachel is a rat.
Rachel.
And that is the lowest of the lows that you can say in Jersey.
I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think John Fuda is?
42. Higher or lower?
Someone DM'd and said he is 34.
Okay, wait, let's think about it. Didn't he have the kid at like 18 and then the kid's like 15? Yep, that's the math there. Okay.
What?
That makes sense. They've been together for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you looking it up?
Yes, she is.
John Fuda's age.
34, 2022. His real name is Jonathan Diatria. No, she's 31.
Fuda's not even his last name. Oh, that's right. Fuda is his mother's maiden name.
Right, because didn't she want her to take that last name because of the tile company?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel Fuda, actually, she's not Gouda.
I like Rachel. I like Danielle. I think they're having like a fun new energy. I don't miss Jackie at all. Okay. I'm surprised she's even on the trip. There's like 9 people on this trip.
Yeah, it's like all the friends have got to come. Like Jen Fessler's on the trip too. What?
I like her too.
Yeah.
They're giving a little bit of life into this.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm over Marge. Completely She's agree. So defensive and everything. It's like, Marge, just own it, baby.
She's not a lot going on this season, to be honest.
Well, and it's just her it's drama.
Like she broke her hand. It's just she talks shit on her friends.
Yeah, just own it. You're the one in Tenafly who knows everything.
It's the arsenal. She's got the arsenal.
Yeah. It's just like everything about this episode, I was like, I don't care. And I hate to say that because I want to care, but I just like nothing about this trip got me excited.
Well, I like care about Louis because he scares me. And when he said, don't give away your power to the darkness, I feel like he just like gives her quotes constantly. And she's just like, yeah, this is basically like my personal yoga teacher.
Louis He's has giving me a day of the
mantra.
He has a day of calendar, you know, the ones where you rip the page and it has a motivational quote. And that's what he gives Teresa on the rig.
And he has a photographic memory. So he just has April a mantra 21st. For the day.
Mm-hmm. April 21st. Don't let the power of darkness take you over. Yep. Hey, tree.
Hey, tree. It's true.
He's like, okay, March 14th. Love will set you free. Hey, tree. Love. Will set you free, and don't remember and don't you forget that. Okay, it will. I'm gonna put that on a piece of wood. I'm putting that on a scribe, and I'm gonna have you undo it. And it's gonna be 14 feet long.
I know.
And I'm gonna frame it and put it in our house later.
I feel like he's also like, hey babe, I'm gonna draw you a bath, and then after it, I'm gonna feed you strawberries, and then I'm gonna give you a foot massage. I feel like he does that kind of stuff.
That feels very you know? Jax.
He does that. I can tell you. The manipulators, master manipulators. That's how they get you. That bubble massage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you love a bubble bath, Michael. That's how he got you, huh? Are you speaking from experience?
No.
Oh, okay.
I like to be in the bubble bath alone.
I just, I gotta say, it's really hard for me to recap this episode because I just watched it. And said, I'm bored.
Okay, let's go over it. Let me see some other important parts.
I love that we're like, we're struggling, guys. We're struggling here. Well, this big fight, the big fight haunted? Is about. No, the house is obviously not haunted.
I think it could be.
Sometimes
I think
when I
tomorrow,
watch...
the pineapple is going to be upside down when they wake up.
Is that a swinger thing?
Yeah.
Isn't it upside down pineapples? Teresa, when she sees a pie, she's like, oh, a pineapple. We know you like it. She's like, yeah, no, it makes it taste good.
Wait.
What?
What if Teresa is like a hardcore swinger and that's what she always talks about, pineapples. That's okay. Like her thing. Pineapples. Okay. And that's what
I don't think she
her and Louie.
If you told me swear. Joe and Melissa, I'd believe you. Not Teresa for some reason. So then we have to talk about the wedding too. Like, oh, Melissa, are you mad? Like, I guess so. I agree with Teresa on this. She's like, okay, basically, like, Melissa, if I let your mom come to the wedding, then the argument's like going to be like, if I let one in, I have to let 20 people in. Like, if I invite your mom, then I have to invite your sisters, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's the same thing. I think if Teresa had invited Donna Marco,
which Rachel Fuda, I don't need your two cents. You've been on this season. I know you watched every season 14 times. I don't need your two cents on a situation you're not a part of, okay? When she said to Melissa, she should have invited your mom.
I think she should have. Yeah.
I can see both sides. Like, it would just be so, but I feel like if she invited her mom and then she didn't invite Melissa's sisters, the fight would be that Melissa's sisters weren't invited. And I think right, that they're just like trying to find any reason to be mad at
the mom. The mom's a little bit different.
But she's liking the tweets.
I know. But there, isn't that from like a really long time ago?
Like last season.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
I mean, and then Teresa's going to have to invite the sisters. And she's going to have to find Melissa's long-lost sister. She's going to invite her, too, because that was a storyline. Remember? It's like, the whole thing is just Melissa and Joe want to find also, an issue with everything. When
I
they
feel
talk
like
about
Melissa wants to bring up more of the past. She's like, well, we used to not speak. And I think she's, like, talking about, like, before the show, you know?
But also what I found interesting, too, is, like, they always want to talk about Teresa. Like, when they came back, when Melissa was talking to Joe, and they were talking about the tea leaf or whatever, and they're like, yeah, Jen, you know, talking. And she's like, well, what'd they say about Teresa?
Right,
she's like,
right.
Well, she wasn't there because of COVID. He's like, oh. And I was like, he's like, it's really embarrassing to talk about it. It's so, you know.
Yeah.
I did love the limerick.
Well, I mean, she is the coolest sister.
Yeah, I never Teresa's throw him
like,
under the bus.
I am the coolest sister. I would never throw him out of the bus. Like, how do I do that? When have I done that, bitch boy?
He is a bitch boy. There once was a girl named Fuda who was sometimes in a bad mood. When you make fun of her nose like some of those hoes, bitches screw her. She should have rhymed it with rap.
Yeah, Jen. I love that Jen. Not Jen Aiden,
Jen.
Also, the like Jen Aiden thing with her husband. I mean, he must be ripping her a new one when she says on camera, like, you just go back into your pool house. And then she's like, basically, like, I will trap you into therapy. Okay.
He is like, God, I need the last one to get out of the house. I need the last one to get out.
He just used to have so much power
and life in him. He is a Tom Sandoval.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's definitely like
or a Lenny. He's a Lenny.
Yeah, a Lenny.
He's a Lenny. Ooh, man, Bravo really exposes those men. I need something to happen in Jersey that's not revolving around Teresa. I don't know what's missing.
Imagine if we didn't know that the Gorgas don't come to the wedding. Like, that would be such great TV to watch. Mm, you know, if they had actually kept that a secret.
Sure. There's no way it would ever be kept a secret, but I do see what you're saying.
That would have been awesome.
About Jersey, let's just like talk a little bit Summer House. Okay. Jersey, I need something to happen.
You're over it. Okay.
Over it. So we're at Kyle's 40th birthday. Holy cow. Based solely around Kyle's mullet.
I loved it.
We're seeing this. I was like, thank God we finally have a party. We've got a cover band. We've got 30 bales of hay.
I thought it was so fun. I loved seeing everyone's outfits. I thought Amanda looks fantastic.
She looks so cute.
I loved seeing Kyle's farmer's tan and him willing to show his little bitty parts.
Mm-hmm, that tiny cowboy hat.
I loved getting to see my Rachel, my Jason. Lindsay feeling uncomfortable.
I thought Carl handled that so well when he said, how can I support you? And she basically kind of says, like, tell him to stay away from me. And I love how Carl handled it when he just said, hey, Lindsay's not totally comfortable with you here. She's probably going to avoid you. And I just think it's best that you guys kind of stay away. Guys, I want to like Jason so bad. I want to like him, but I just think he's an opportunist. Him and Rachel weren't seeing each other anymore. Basically, she's saying, hey, I'm going to do the flowers for this 40th birthday. He's like, I'll come and help so he can come to the party. I don't love that he's dating Giselle. I find it weird.
The Giselle thing is beyond bizarre. He is so thirsty. He's sucking on her teat. Oh, sucking on my titties because I wanted to call in you all the time. Do you remember that song? I loved that song. But he is so thirsty. He's sucking on Giselle's teat for milk.
I love Luke showing up. I thought like the conversation, like Lindsay needed someone outside of Carl to just like listen to her. And I thought
she doesn't. And Danielle is literally crying for help, like basically saying without saying it,
my relationship was falling apart. You haven't even asked about me in months. Like, I don't even see Robert. He has come here for like one weekend that we partied so hard. I was like, I didn't even see him. And you don't check on me. I check on you all the time. You're not the same friend I am to you.
I thought Lindsay also, when she was like, well, stop talking about this to the people who do not like me. Just stop talking about it. And I also think too, it's first of all, Lindsay is a revolt. Like, I think they're all inherently selfish too. Like, that's a reality star. That's why they make good reality TV, right? Like, cause you have to be a little bit selfish, a little bit all about yourself.
A little narcissist.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But I'm like, Danielle, if this is like your good friend, why are you reaching out and saying something to her? Because you're getting mad at her for not reading your mind. And she's obviously involved with Carl, and realistically is every weekend they come to that summer house, Lindsay is making sure that Carl is okay. And her focus is there. If you want to pull her to side and be like, I need you.
I think it's pretty hard to ask for help and that someone should just read you.
Sure.
Especially your best friend.
I don't know. I think it's, there's both, she's just there's caught up on both sides. So I guess I'm just like, when I'm watching this, I'm like, it makes me sad. Still every week it makes me sad, but I'm like, if you're not getting the response you want from her, I mean, yes, I think that inherently we want somebody to be like, I noticed things aren't okay with you. Are you okay?
But I think they're actually going to be able to repair this relationship. I think the reunion is going to be a healing process for them.
So.
And it's going to be like, you know, remember like Brandy and Cam? No, not Cam. Brandy and Stephanie?
Stephanie. Oh, from Dallas.
You know, yeah. They had like a falling out. I think this is someone that they can come back together. I was just so invested in this Craig Page relationship because they kept on comparing themselves to Lindsay and Carl, who are going to get an engagement ring within 4 weeks. And we know that actually happens. And Paige is like, I just love my life how it is. And I don't want to move to Charleston. And I don't want to leave my mom. And I don't know what we're going to do, but I like what we're doing right now. And I don't want to grow up.
This relationship will not end in marriage.
I think it is.
I
think he's going to move to New York for a little bit.
When he's like, when he just said, like, I know we're going to end up in Charleston, like, Paige is not a Charleston girl. Like, I just don't see, I need to know what happens when they're off the show.
I actually see Paige as a Charleston girl. And I also,
Sierra said, though, if she moves to Charles, Sierra on Watch What Happens Live, you guys, I think she was very drunk on it, told Paige to get rid of Craig. And then she's like, I mean, haha.
Oh, awkward. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
But you guys, is Craig looking really good right now or what? He posted this. He posted this photo with his shirt open. He had the P lines. You know that
the
V?
What lines?
You know the penis lines, like the V?
Called?
I don't know.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about, that V? I was like, whoa. Craigy.
Hot, hot, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
Hot, hot.
I feeling don't hot, really
hot, hot.
Find him attractive anymore.
I agree, but I'm going to send you a photo and you're going to say, I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
You've like... He's like an Abercrombie and Fitch model. You know,
let's like, not go too far.
Couldn't you see him on the Abercrombie bag, like back in the day? You know,
I think Corey is more of an Abercrombie.
I used to
let's
think
go back.
Like,
what?
No, like I. Oh my God! When Southern Charm first came out, like Shep was like, "Gimme, gimme, gimme."
You know, I can laugh about it because I said the same about Sandoval. So, like, I feel like it's just nice. I mean, I do preface things that I have shit taste in men.
Right. Remember when you thought Dr. Mark Duber was hot?
You thought
I think
that.
He's hot, but I thought he had some swag. Yeah, I could see it. I was like, I could be into that.
You guys, I have no taste in men. Are they breathing? Great. I'm into it.
Okay.
I think we should stop right now.
I just want to say one more thing. Are Maya and Oliver actually together at this point in the show? Because they have no chemistry. He's like, can I have a hug? She's like, I'm sweaty. She was more excited to see Kyle's little cowboy hat and watch Amanda and him kiss. Maya's into Kyle. I said it. Now we can end it. Are you okay with that? Oh.
No, I think she's just like friends with them.
I'd like to hear people's opinions on this. But with that, we can stop.
Okay, have fun at Coachella.
Okay, I'll keep you guys updated if I see anybody.
Yeah, we will die. Okay. Have the best time. Be safe.
All right, everybody, have a good rest of your week.
Bye. All right.